What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Thought I would, I've had enough of the stream team being the only ones who can use this room. I'm coming here. You like your voice. That's Andy, everybody. Happy to see him in here working hard. How you doing on a lovely Tuesday? I'll tell you what, I wore bib jeans today and I don't regret it. Not for a second. All right, everybody. Yes, that was just a bit to come in and interrupt Andy's work and make fun of him. Hey, everybody, it's me, Greg. Welcome to another Greg Way. Of course, I am wearing bib jeans today. I put on my jeans this morning and my belt broke, so I said it's got to be a bib jeans day. I haven't ordered a new belt yet either, so it might be a bib jeans day tomorrow and for the foreseeable future. It's Tuesday. You didn't get a Monday, Greg Way. As always, you all understood because you're fantastic. You understand that. Every day you get a Greg Way. Usually, I promise 5 minutes. Often, I go more. And then when I miss it, I go longer. So it all gets you make up the 5 minutes somewhere. Nobody freaks out anymore. But we do have to have a serious conversation, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do some housekeeping here. Okay. I don't know. I'm talking like Ronald today. I'm a little bit winded. I just had two slices of Costco pizza with Tim. I love you guys. You love us. We couldn't do this without you. You're all fantastic. We need to talk about the fact that you don't listen. I've said it repeatedly that if something goes wrong on Patreon, you email support@kindoffunny.com or me and Joey. I said me and Joey, and then we moved to support@kindoffunny.com. But here's what I fucking went yesterday to look at Patreon. And I go and I see a Remember Blanks up. And I was like, oh, is this the Spider-Man Remember Blank? Oh, no, that's not up yet. That's tomorrow. And I see this Remember Blank. And what I see is three comments that all say, audio's not right. Audio's in a Greg Way. It's not a Remember Blank. And that's from Friday. I did not hear about this. So when something like that happens, I'm telling you once again, don't leave a comment. Okay? Cool Greg, bless his little heart, is putting up every piece of Patreon content on two different Patreons. He's not coming back to check the comments. I've told you before, if there's an issue, support@kindoffunny.com. And if there's something like this that's like, hey, the wrong thing got posted, do support@kindoffunny.com and then just CC me, Greg@kindoffunny.com. I probably won't answer you because I'll just stand up and go, hey, cool, Greg, this needs to get fixed, and he'll fix it, and then you'll know it's fixed. But yeah, support, like the message, the comments, there's too many fronts, Patreon, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, Threads. There's too much feedback coming in that we can't keep track of it easily. So for stuff like that, I need you to hit us up via email so we can get a fix for you as soon as possible. And then also, God bless y'all. I hear you and I know you and you know me and everybody be chill. But the last Greg Way I said, oh, I made a Greg Way chat on the Patreon app because there's chats now on the Patreon app where you can just go and sound off. And I said, I made one there for Greg Way topics, so make sure you say stuff there. And I said, I will still check the Greg Way posts, the comments for topics. But God damn it, did I get a lot of comments saying, hey, don't forget about us on the page. I don't use the app. I don't want to use the app. I'm not going to put it in the chat. So I will still read the comments of Greg Way's. But let's be frank, Paul Smith is the only one who usually posts in the comments on Greg Way. So you kind of made your own bet on this one, Greg Way people. But yes, I will be looking at the chat and at the Patreon posts on Greg Way, where you can leave me future topics, just like so many of you did. Today, I am just pulling from the app. Because, again, the only thing you put on the Greg Way thing were like, don't stop looking at the Greg Way posts. You're not inspiring confidence that I should be looking at the Greg Way posts. But I never was going to eliminate them. That was never going to be the plan. So let's start here. The one, the only, Dylan Hernandez in the Patreon app chat. Remember, there's a Patreon app. You go to the Patreon app. And on the kind of funny side, there's a bunch of chat rooms to go be a part of and go do it and whatever. I saw someone else hit me up and be like, Greg, I logged into the Patreon app and it wasn't there. And then I figured out it's because I subscribed to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames still. This is only on the patreon.com/kindoffunny app. What do you think about that, Greg? And I said, in my head, we're an independent 11-person small business. So I'm trying, man. We're kicking and swimming as hard as we can over here. But it's a bitch to log out of the app, to log back into the app, to log back out of the app, to log back into the app. So I'm just going to limit the chats to the kind of funny thing. So you could always stop supporting at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and move your subscription to patreon.com/kindoffunny. But I don't want you to do that because I think in the middle of it, you'd probably go, wait a second, is the chat that cool? No, it's just there's more conversation about Greg Way topics over there, which is nice. Again, because it's just Paul Smith usually on the Patreon posts. But I digress. Dylan Hernandez says, my wife is getting prepped for delivery, and I just want to say thank you guys for keeping me going. Dylan, congratulations on what looks to be maybe your second child, because your image here, your avatar, is a child on your shoulders. So that's not the one that's about to pop out. So congratulations to you and your wife. I hope everything goes swimmingly and smoothly, and I can't wait to hear more. Keep me posted on the Patreon app. But we're not just using the Patreon.com, the Patreon app. The Patreon app has chats. They aren't on the .com. I'm sorry. Again, only Patreon.com/KindaFunnyApp has it. But you're not missing much, because I'm breaking the news to you, Greg Wayperson. Now you know about Dylan. Let's see what else I got in here. If you look at this and you're like, Greg, that's a tremendous waste of ink. It is. It really is. I didn't think it through. And I will have to, for future ones, if I use the chat, figure out a better way. But we live with what we got right now, everybody, okay? I'm in bib jeans. I don't feel like being judged. Let's go here. Tristan says, hey, Greg, I'm planning on making chicken wings this week using your recipe on Cooking with Greggy. Have you made any changes to the recipe since it was posted? And if so, what have the changes been? A great question, Tristan. I'm sure at some point I'll give a new wing recipe. But the good news is no. If you want breaded wings, that's still the way to go. The Greg Miller 2018, whatever, Cooking with Greggy wing recipe, right? I did, over the years, move away from the breading, mainly because it was more work. And so I have just been doing, when I bake them, I just bake them naked usually. And then most importantly now, I've been grilling my wings, and that has been fantastic. I do expect one day to do a video of that. The way you do that is medium-high heat on the, I'm using a gas grill. Medium-high heat, right, across your burners. You put them down 2 minutes on one side, flip them, 2 minutes on the other side, then put them over indirect heat. I usually leave that center burner off or turn it off. Put them over there for 7 minutes. Close lid on each one of these, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 7 minutes. Then I flip them, 7 more minutes there. And then I come back, I toss them in the sauce I'm using, put them back on just to get a nice caramelization of the sauce on there. So usually, like 1 minute, 2 minutes, and then push them around a bit. And then I toss them back in maybe a little bit of extra sauce, and then I put them on the table. And Benny eats them up. Benny loves them, but so does Jen, and so do I. So that's how I've been doing my wings more recently. If I ever do another cooking video about that, maybe in winging it, if that's what we do, be ready for that. Kevin Price writes in and says, If you had known how long you would be in lockdown during the pandemic, what would you have done differently? Go back to March 2020. You don't have any other information about the future, but you know you're going to be working from home for 2.5 years. Does that change anything? Oh, and then he signs it, Moose Springsteen. I'm sorry if I gave away your secret identity, Kevin Price, a.k.a. Moose Springsteen. And I do appreciate your avatar, our mooses. Yeah, I would have moved to Canada. I am lucky enough to have an amazing wife who I imported from the great white north of Canada. And as you know, you're all well aware, San Francisco is an expensive city, and I feel like there are a lot of things San Francisco, is amazing at, and that I think make it worth it. Like, that's why I have a family here. That's why I live here. That's why I've been here for nearly 17 years now. Yeah. 17 years in March. I love San Francisco despite all its flaws. And I think every city has a flaw and a million things, but it is expensive. And so if I would have known, we were going to be locked up for 2.5 years doing everything remotely, I would have moved up to Canada. I think that would have been a beautiful thing for Jen. Especially now, knowing, of course, that we lost her mom at the beginning of this year. I would have loved to have gone up there and saved a lot of money. And then also, kind of pay it back to her. I think it's easy to forget that I'm amazing and Ben's amazing and our life is amazing. And Jen moved here and has made all that with me. But of course, Jen moved here and not only left behind her country, her language, her family, all of those different things. And, I will never be able to repay her for that. I will never be able to say thank you enough for that. And I feel like if I would have known we're just going to be locked up, I would have done that up there so she could have been closer to her family. I could have learned more of what it's like to be in her existence, what she grew up in, what her life was like before she moved here. Because now, you go and you visit, and I know her family and I know that stuff, but like, it's different to live in a place, right? And so it would have been interesting to live up there and have that experience. So that's how I would answer that question, Moose Springsteen. And the final question of the day, because yes, I did waste that much ink here. Don't tell Kevin. He's right outside. I don't believe that this room is this quiet. Don't tell Kevin. No, I can't get his attention. He doesn't. Kevin. Oh, man. Tim. Can't get anyone to turn around. I could scream if I want to, but I don't want to. And then Tyler writes in and says, "Hey, Greg, do you see Greg Ways continuing after this year? I really enjoy these and hope to not see them go anywhere anytime soon." Tyler, as you know, never say never when it comes to Kind of Funny and Kind of Funny content. But no, I don't think Greg Ways are going anywhere. I really like doing them. I think it's interesting, like, you know, Greg Ways in a lot of ways. One of the reasons I like the Patreon chat, stick with me, even though it's not the only thing we're using, I swear to God. One of the reasons I like the Patreon chat is that you actually, I see people interacting with it and talking about it and caring about it. And I don't mean to say that I don't see numbers. I can obviously see how many people watch the YouTube. I don't know how many people download the podcast. I guess I could probably bug somebody if I wanted to or look in the Patreon back end. But Greg Ways kind of remind me of what I would say early Podcast Beyond and early Game Scoop reminded me of. Where you go in there, I feel like we have a great conversation. Now we have a great conversation. Back in the day, we'd have a great conversation and then fire it off into the ether. And because there was no comments on IGN articles yet and Twitter wasn't a thing, like, you didn't really know if people were listening and connecting to it and whatever. So, like, I love doing Greg Ways. I think they're a great exercise. I think they're fun to talk to you guys and answer questions and get into it. But, like, I made a joke, but, like, you know, usually comments aren't plentiful on a Greg Way post. So I'm never sure who's I burped in the microphone there, sorry. I'm never sure really who's consuming it, how much they enjoy it, any of that. But, you know, the chat's cool because I see you do it. I occasionally get comments about Greg Way here or there or whatever, but I do like doing it. But it also, I think, you know, maybe not getting nonstop feedback and millions of comments also make it a bit more intimate, which I do like. I do like that I'm just talking to you and it's kind of our personal private time until I bring Andy into it. Let's go say goodbye to Andy and close out this Greg Way. I've been annoying Andy on stream today, if you didn't know. So this is all part of that, just making sure Andy is as annoyed as possible. They closed the door to try to keep me out, but they can't do that. So that's another episode of Greg Way, everybody. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. I like your voice. I like your voice.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next time.
I'm scared, Chad. I just feel like there's a plot happening and I don't know what's happening, you know?
Who's doing bong rips back there? You know what I'm saying, Kev? All right, everybody. That's Greg White.